Mothers affected by the forced adoption policies of the 1960s and 70s are calling for an investigation into the medical profession and what they say were illegal and heinous practices. Individual states apologised ahead of Julia Gillard's national apology in 2013, but mothers are angry that since then there's been silence. They say a royal commission or a civil class action is needed. Rachel Brown reports.
History records it as forced adoption. Affected mothers say it was nothing short of abduction.
A nun came out and she grabbed him from my arms and ran away, and I'm running behind her going, no, no, no. And another nun pushed me in a seat and was throwing paper after paper, sign here, sign here. I don't even know what I signed. And the last thing I remember, I don't remember getting home, was going into their chapel and throwing myself on the floor and asking God, who I no longer believe in, give me back my baby.
June Smith's story is one shared by up to 250,000 mothers who had their babies taken between 1958 and the mid-70s.
I loved him, but nobody loved me. No one.
The stigma attached to single mothers saw hospitals push adoption consent forms on women. Most don't even remember signing. A lot were drugged, or like Lynn Kinghorn, riddled with grief and guilt.
I was told, you are not having her. If you don't sign this consent, she will grow up in an orphanage.
Ms Kinghorn is one of the rarer cases who's managed to track down and reconnect with her child. Her daughter Christine says she, like others from the era, grew up convinced they weren't wanted.
I always knew that I was adopted. It was a shameful thing. We weren't allowed to speak about it.
The mothers say Victoria's 2012 apology over forced adoptions and the subsequent national one by Julia Gillard were hollow because nothing's been done since to adequately acknowledge their trauma. They're calling for a royal commission into the medical profession, or if it comes to it, hope to gather enough mothers for a civil class action. Christine says it's the only way people will take notice.
I think when we speak of, say, the stolen generation with Indigenous people, the general public have an understanding when we speak of that. But when we speak of forced adoption, there's still quite an ignorance.
Barrister Greg Barnes agrees.
We've certainly had a great awareness now about adopted children, but I think the mothers have been left behind.
He'd like to see an inquiry and a statutory compensation scheme. He cites a successful Tasmanian model for wards of the state.
Anyone who was a ward of state could make a claim, was given a payout by the government. It ran over a five-year period and was very successful.
He thinks the mothers have grounds for a class action, but admits it'd be tough fighting the statute of limitations and tracking down documentation and evidence. But he says a capped compensation scheme is due.
It's the state's way of saying this policy was wrong, it was unconscionable, and this is our way of apologising.
When Brenda Coughlin gave birth, St Joseph's Foundling Hospital in Broadmeadows recorded her as dead. She wants a royal commission to address the pain passed down through generations. And within it, she wants the medical profession investigated over claims young girls were used as guinea pigs for clinical trials and intrusive gynaecological examinations, also without consent.
Men who wore white collars in the same era, who sexually abused young boys, it's shock horror. They're brought to justice. Men who wore white coats, who had a different attire, appear that it's okay to sexually abuse young women.
She's disgusted that mothers, since the apology, even have to lobby for it.
The Attorney General should have stepped straight in. It shouldn't be for us to take a class action. It was the most brutal era in this state's history.
And that's Brenda Coughlin ending that report by Rachel Brown.